Once Article 50 is triggered, Britain and the EU will have 2 years to renegotiate their relationship. During that time, the UK will remain an EU member, albeit with one foot already out the door. Then, 2 years down the line, Britain will officially step out of the club and go it alone.
The UK's anti-EU vote last June shocked the political establishment and exposed public anger over uncontrolled migration and regulation from Brussels. Growing populist movements across the continent are enthused. In a pre-Brexit world, this woman was considered a fringe politician. Now she's tipped to make the second round of France's looming presidential election.
The real blow to the old order, the thing that is going to set off a domino effect that will bring down all the EU, is Brexit. A sovereign people have decided their own destiny.
Marine Le Pen, France's National Front leader, wants the country to decide its own destiny too. She's called the EU a system of oppression and has predicted that 2017 will be the year that the people of continental Europe wake up. Over in Germany, 80% of the population say the EU needs to be reformed. That's while Angela Merkel's position is under threat from the Alternative for Germany party. The anti-immigration movement wants to withdraw from the EU and impose a ban on newcomers. It's expected to win its first seats in Berlin's parliament this September.
Our leaders no longer guarantee the basic principles of European democracy. We don't believe the European Union is a leading power any longer.
According to the European Commissioner, Germany will have to shell out over 4 billion euros extra into the European budget once the UK leaves, something that risks attracting even more Germans to the anti-European cause.